You already know. You know why. If you've ever been away in the country, it's just that we live in a highly artificial environment, and it seems that contact with nature in itself is somehow nourishing. I think our experience of how meditation works might help us understand why it matters how artificially we live or how naturally we live. In some ways, meditation works, I think, by first exposing the artificiality that's in our hearts and minds. You sort of become aware of the distracted mind or the conflicted mind, the artifices, the tricky aspects of our psyches. It exposes that, awareness exposes that, and then the meditation gets to work, dissolving that. I think it makes us more natural and real, in the end, more real. And it does that just by our paying attention to our experience. And the attention is not just cognitive, it's not just observation, it's not just knowing it. It's also something to do with our heart. It's also something to do with our function of wishing and hoping, that more emotional aspect of us. What we want in meditation is to find some kind of truth. It's an emotional need as well as a cognitive one. We want some kind of authenticity and reality. It's a heart quality as well as a head quality. So wanting that, that's when we give our best attention in meditation, when that want is there for authenticity. And it's the purity of that motive, that wish, that motive for the truth that has a purifying effect. So I think that's how, on the Buddhist path, our artificiality, our tricky natures, gradually just drop away and we become more natural and real, become more ourselves in a certain way. And a meditation practice, a Dharma practice that's especially focused on this approach of nature and naturalness is meditation on the elements. And there are quite a few practices of this kind. There's a whole family of different approaches that use this way. There are insight practices, there are mindfulness practices, there are sitting practices, and there are walking practices. There are practices involving four elements. That's the earth, water, fire, and air. And there are practices involving five elements, which add the element of space that contains all the elements, that contains form. And there are also practices which add the element of consciousness or awareness, the awareness that experiences all of this, that experiences the space and experiences the form, the various different forms that appear in the space. Now, how does this work? I haven't said anything about these elements yet. So some things are hard and resistant, like this little table here. My body next to it is sort of relatively, perhaps squashy in parts, but on the whole fairly hard and resistant. Yeah. So that's the earth element. It's just the quality. It's just the quality of relative resistance. That's all. It's simple. Actually, that's the outer surface of my body. What about inside? No? Inside, there's all kinds of colourful fluids, jelly flowing around. That's the water element. That's the water element. This is all familiar to us, but Buddhism draws attention to this. Obviously, there's water outside too. It's pretty dry in here, but there's some water element in this cup. I'm going to drink some of it in a minute. But the cup itself is of the nature of earth. So in various forms, earth and water are everywhere. They're just part of our experience everywhere. And also, everything is hot or cold. It's pretty hot in here, I notice. I'm fairly warm, but this in here is warm. The outer is also warm. The book is a bit cool. So anyway, that's the temperature and that's the fire element. Everything also has this quality of fire, of temperature. And then all of this is moving around in various ways. It doesn't stand still. With the movement of the planet and the beating of my heart, all the stuff inside my body is moving. And that movement, that quality of movement, which also is everywhere, which is in my hands and in everybody's moving slightly all the time, that quality of movement is the air element. That's what the air element means. It also includes our breathing and every kind of movement you can imagine. So this is really basic. You know, I'm talking about something really basic to our experience, which we take for granted. So everything I experience is a combination of these qualities. My body has firmness, it has fluidity, it is warm or cold, and it is in continual motion. And so is everything, everywhere, universally.